boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
The day after the Super Bowl, I'm not going to lie, I kind of have to log off of Facebook specifically because everybody is sharing their opinions about the halftime show.
You know what? It's funny that you're logging out of Facebook. I haven't logged in, so I have no idea what people are saying. What are they saying?
I feel like it's mixed every year. There's people who love it, and then there's people who absolutely hate it. I saw a lot of people last night being like, that was so boring.
Really?
That was the worst halftime show ever. And I disagree.
110%.
Here's the thing. I get if you're not into Usher's music, because it was very R&B focused. If that's not your thing, cool.
Right.
I don't care. But the man had like a whole Vegas show out there. He was rollerblading. He was sweating his butt off.
He was.
I'm like, what else do people want out of that? That was a show, at least.
I have told you this before, that I get ticked off when you have an artist, like one artist. I know like a couple years ago they had like multiple, they had Eminem, like yeah. Dr. Dre, whatever. But when you have one artist like Usher, what I get ticked off about that is when they don't bring a guest out. Because I feel like you're being selfish and you need to bring other people in. Like bring other people who are in other genres so everybody's entertained.
Right.
And I love that he brought out so many different people so that we all could, like even if you didn't know Usher, you got Alicia Keys.
Well, yeah, and he gave her like part of her own song.
Yes, I love when they do that.
Gave Lil Jon part of Turn Down for What?
Yes, that's my favorite thing is like give them their little shining moment. Yes, it is all about you, but like let other people shine too. So I loved that. But I did love the like you said, the Vegas thing right off the bat. Like, yes, the dude can dance, but he was like, not only can I dance, but I'm going to give you other people to watch too.
100%. There was acrobats. There was the girls with the big like feather hats and stuff. And I'm like, how are you not slightly entertained?
I was so entertained. And I'm probably the worst person to talk to because I do think I really liked J-Lo and Shakira.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people dogged on that one.
Not my favorite, but
really?
Yeah. No.
Oh, it was one of my favorites.
I didn't love that one.
Oh, it was one of my favorites. But I would say this is, I don't know. I think this might go hands down as my favorite halftime show. Although nobody can top Eminem, Dr. Dre, and all of them. That was hands down amazing.
I think the performance value of Usher is definitely up there with the amount of dancers and stuff he had. It was crazy.
It was so good.
And also, I'd like to see anybody else up there roller skating around because I would be on my butt immediately.
I don't even think I would last a second.
He had to climb up on that stage. Everybody else give that a try. Call me back and let me know how that goes for you.
I don't even think I could have done the dancing. Did you see him sweat? No, thank you.
So I think give him a break. Give Usher a break. He killed it.
And he looked good doing it.
And he looked great doing it.
I'm disappointed.
Why is that?
In the commercials. The Super Bowl commercials. You know how much I was talking them up last week, and I told you that was the most important thing to me for the Super Bowl. And if you were watching the game with me, you were to be quiet during the commercials. And honestly, I gave up, and a little bit after halftime, I just stopped watching because they sucked. I was not a fan of them.
I halfway agree because some of them had like really big celebrities in them,
but and they fell flat.
Yeah, it just wasn't it for me. There were a couple that I enjoyed. I really liked Aubrey Plaza in the Mountain Dew Blast one because I just love her.
That one got me to go.
Yeah, it was like
that was it.
A giggle. I liked that Beyonce dropped new music in a commercial. That was kind of cool. Otherwise,
I did like the Uber Eats one. Again, made me go.
But lots of big celebrities that you're like, oh my gosh, there's Jennifer Aniston. Oh my gosh, Jelly Roll. Oh my God. Like, but that only goes so far.
I wanted ones to like pull on my heart more, make me cry more. There were ones that were like a little sad, right? But pull on my heart more.
Normally that's Google's job and Google did not pull through this
year. No, they did not. Or there wasn't one that was funny that I was like, oh my God, we have to rewind this. I am dying from laughter. I'm telling you, all I did was...
There was one that did pull up my heartstrings a little. I don't remember what brand it was, but it was the girl who went outside to ice skate and the grandpa was inside watching through the window because he couldn't go to her competitions, and he drew a 10 in the frosted window. That was sweet.
I missed that one because, again, I gave up. Yeah. So I probably missed that one.
I don't know. Overall, it was like so-so, but what I really am disturbed and bothered by is how many times I saw that Temu commercial.
Oh, my God.
How much that money do they have? They played that thing 5 times.
I was. Do you know how much those commercials cost? I was like, how much money do you have?
That's what I'm saying.
But what is more concerning is how much money we are giving Temu to be able to afford 5 commercials during the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is crazy. There, I don't know that I've ever seen a commercial repeated that many times. But I knew the song by the end of it, which was like, shop like a millionaire. Or something like that is burned into my brain. I have no choice.
My first thought was, this is too much. My second thought was, my friends have a shopping addiction.
Yeah, no kidding. And then third was, I'm going to call my mom and tell her, don't do it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, I hate to put more pressure on Valentine's Day, but pressure's on.
What was that?
I don't know what that was. It's a maniacal laugh. Yeah.
Good luck there, fellas and ladies.
Well, yeah, the fellas are really getting the short end of the stick on TikTok right now, I have to say, because it's becoming a trend. And I mean, even with people our age, 20s, early 30s, that they are expecting their partner to ask to be their Valentine. And I mean, like, promposal style.
Like, will you be my Valentine?
I mean, there's
with
some
a poster and some roses.
Kind of. There was one that I saw. This guy named Harry had like confetti stuffed under his sun visor in his car, and she pulled it down, and then there was a note. Oh my God, I'm talking to the wrong person. Seriously, if all the
that
confetti
was a
fell, and there was a note that said "Open me," and it said "Will you be my Valentine?" That I can get behind a little bit because it's not
romantic.
Expensive.
Oh, I love that.
But there's some people like booking hotel rooms with like roses all over the bed, and they say, will you be my Valentine, and it's not even Valentine's Day. So I'm kind of like, what? Since when did we have to like secure the reservation?
I was gonna say, is this new? Because I have never heard of you actually happening to ask. At least I remember doing this in like middle school, definitely middle school, not high school, where you had to ask, hey, will you be my Valentine? It was like rarely cheesy, right?
Right.
But I'm down for this. Just don't. I'm less if it's more like a prom proposal. Like if it's the poster with like, you know, that's a little cheesy for me. But like what you just described, oh, that was so romantic. Some flowers on a bed. Don't even get a hotel, dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Do that at our house.
I feel like there should be no like extra money going into this, because if you really care about Valentine's Day, wouldn't you rather the day itself be a little bit more special?
I would rather you ask me on the day. 100%.
But now it's gotten to the point that like, you know, you see some girls doing it, and then if you're in a relationship, you're like, oh my God, he hates me. He hasn't asked me to be my Valentine. Like, have I done something wrong? You start to feel bad about your own relationship. So now girls are making like for sale signs for their boyfriends and putting their boyfriends for sale on TikTok, and are like, well, he hasn't asked me to be my Valentine, so he is up for sale.
Okay, well, I have so many questions here. Do you have to ask each other?
I don't know, because I see a lot of guys asking their girls, but I don't see a lot of girls asking their guys.
Okay, because I didn't know if I was going to have to, like, if
I feel like, yeah, make it equal. You should probably both do it.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, do we both have to do something? Like, are we both going to end up putting roses on the bed or something? Like, oopsie doozies, we both came up with the same idea. And number two, if I see any for sale signs, girls, I'm taking up. I am desperate. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Ladies, lock up your man.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I need some help because my landlord is asking me to be a tattletale.
Yeah.
Which Destiny is so widely known as a tattletale. She loves to like follow the rules and be the one to like call people out if they're not doing something right.
You know what? Sometimes people need to be told on.
Well, I got an email over the weekend from our landlord of our apartment complex, and it went to, I'm assuming, everybody. I just can't see all of their emails. And we've had this recurring issue at my apartment complex of people not picking up after their dogs. And that really, really upsets the landlords because it's kind of rude, to be honest.
100%.
If you live in a shared space, you should probably take care
of. I'd like to walk through the grass and not get anything on my shoes.
Exactly.
So yeah, I get that.
It's always bad at this time of year, though, because when we had all that snow, nobody's dog was going all the way out to the yard, all of the things. So we got an email over the weekend that said, congratulations, a record was broken. 5 gallon buckets of dog dew was picked up on the property today. I know we have dogs on site. Most of you are great owners, but to the others that don't pick up after your dog, that's not acceptable. Do your job. It's gross. It's disrespectful. Costs them money. And then they said $20 cash will be handed over for anyone that can send photos of the dog owners that don't pick up. Don't be shy. Ooh. It will be anonymous. So now I'm like, there's $20 cash on the line.
Girl.
And then he put a picture of one of the buckets at the bottom, which was just unnecessary, in my opinion.
No, it's necessary.
I'm like, okay, like, would I really want to be? Because I don't have a dog. I have cats, which I technically am not supposed to have in my apartment. so I'm bad, too. Like, we're all breaking the rules.
Oh, yeah, everybody does.
But would I seriously, like, pull out my phone if somebody, like, took their dog out and didn't pick up after them?
Yes.
You would.
$20? Dude, I would do it for $1. Actually, I would do it for $0 because you know what? I don't like to tell on people.
Would you do that knowing that they would get in trouble and maybe have to move out because of their dog or like the dog would get kicked out?
You should
out?
Be cleaning up after yourself no matter what.
Well, yeah, I agree. You should.
But $20, imagine if you found two people, that's $40. Girl, fancy dinner right there.
I guess. I was literally walking outside with my boyfriend on Sunday.
And you found somebody?
Well, somebody was taking their dog out and he was like, babe, we got to keep an eye on them because this could make us some cash.
Dude, fancy dinner.
I mean, yeah, you're onto something. I don't know. I just can't decide if I really would like whip my phone out and tattle on other people for that.
I totally would. I need to come move in with you because I could be making bank.
I guess, yeah, maybe you come take the photo and then we can split the cash.
Deal.
For you doing the work.
There is now two gyms in Cedar Rapids that I don't think I could ever show my face in.
You're on a roll.
I know. Pretty soon I'm going to be the most, like, they're going to have a picture of me under the most wanted. It's not like I robbed them or anything. I know I shouldn't have said that.
I'm like, are you going to admit to a crime?
No. It's more like most wanted for embarrassment or something. I just keep embarrassing myself at gyms.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so you and I have talked about this before. Your boyfriend was dying to go to the gym with you, and he kept asking you, can we do it? Can we do it, babe? I think it would be so much fun. And you and I both were like, nothing sounds fun about going to the gym with a man because I'm huffing and puffing. It's not sexy.
Especially because I had just started going. I was like, I'm kind of embarrassed. Like, I don't want him to see me like that. Now I'm kind of over it because it's like I know that he's not watching me. He's doing his own thing. Mm-hmm. But if I ever got in another relationship, I would have the same mindset of like, I don't need you to see me doing that.
Right. And I don't know about you, but I'm very insecure in the gym.
Yeah, I don't want to see myself. I would really prefer if other people didn't see me either. If I could be ghost mode at the gym, I would.
Same, girl, same. So I went to my normal gym on Saturday, and I like to people watch when I'm at the gym. Mm. And I saw this guy and girl, and the guy was just so sweet to the girl. And I could tell that he was like kind of like coaching her, and they were definitely in a relationship, it looked like. And he was like kind of teaching her on the equipment and stuff. And the way that he was doing it, I felt like he wasn't like making her feel dumb.
Mm.
Like he was just like doing it in a way that it wasn't to I don't think anybody else would notice that they were doing that. I think it was only noticeable to me because I'm like heavily people watching. You know what I mean? But like, I need that. I wanted somebody who could like go to the gym with me and make it not obvious that you're training me because that's embarrassing.
Well, yeah. Nobody wants to be like, oh, look at that rookie over there.
I know, right?
Needs help lifting up the bar.
Yeah, right. So I talked neighbor man into going to the gym with me, but I said, you got to make me look normal. Okay. Uh-huh. Don't make me look dumb. We're just two people who are going to the gym, but you just happen to be coaching me at the exact same time.
Right.
So we went on Sunday. I think he thinks I'm tougher than what I am and I'm stronger because he was putting some heavy weights on there and I was like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And he had to keep lowering the weights. And that's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, better that than you like falling over though, because something is so heavy.
That's what I was afraid of. He kept putting, he's like, oh, I think you could do 110 pounds or whatever. He's like, kept putting in like a lot of weights and then had to reduce it to the point where the little, like, I don't know, little ping wasn't even on a weight anymore. Mm. I was lifting nothing. That's a sign I'm still out of shape.
Yeah, I don't, the lifting thing still freaks me out a little bit, and I'm with you. I would rather almost do it by myself.
I also wanted to grunt, right? You know what I mean? Like, when you lift something, you don't want to do that?
I don't want to do that, no.
Well, when you lift things that are heavy, I kind of want to be like, you know, I want to grunt or I want to cry. And I couldn't do either one of them because I'm trying to look attractive.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I couldn't do either one of those.
Okay, then were you turning into a tomato? Because if you hold in a grunt like
I did. Because he called me out. He was like, oh, you've got the vein on your forehead. And I was like, that's the most embarrassing thing to be told.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, next time you should probably just let the grunt fly. I cannot get the image of Kate McKinnon spooning mayo into her mouth in that commercial last night out of my brain.
Oh, that was a weird Super Bowl commercial.
It's a little nasty. I can't help but wonder if that's something she does on the regular.
on a Sunday morning, she wakes up. Mayo.
Yeah, I'm in the mood for a spoonful of mayo. But we want to know what that item is for you that maybe isn't meant to be eaten alone, or it's kind of strange that you like it.
You are going to judge me. Are you ready to judge me? And can you just like, can I just tell you this and you promise to like never bring it up again?
No.
Crap.
No.
Because these are weird. That, okay? These are weird. Okay.
Okay.
But if I'm making spaghetti and you know, like you get a jar of spaghetti sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
I freaking love that stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. I sometimes don't even get a spoon out. I just like to take a sip of it.
Okay, that's gross. I could get like while you're, you know, heating it up or adding stuff to it, taking a little spoonful, but that's gross. Just drinking it out of the jar.
I just love spaghetti sauce so much. I could drink it out of the jar. Most of the time I usually do get a spoon and I, you know, take a couple spoonfuls of it. But yeah, I just love spaghetti sauce and I could just drink it.
That's weird. That's really weird.
Or
I don't like
if you get the Lunchables, you know, and it's the pizza one,
I would
purposely leave some of that extra sauce in the package so that I could suck it all out.
That's gross. That's gross. That's like one of those juice boxes.
Yeah, it was like it was a sauce juice box.
That's I don't like that. But I mean, the slightest amount I can understand, but I don't like that.
Okay, well, this isn't, I don't know if this is also weird, but I just thought of it too when I'm also making spaghetti. Before anything's like real seasoned or anything, I just like to eat the meat. Like after the meat has like already browned and stuff, before I add the noodles and the sauce, I just a spoonful of meat.
I don't think that's that weird.
Okay, good.
I'm glad to hear that you eat it when it's cooked.
Oh, yeah, no, I would not eat it raw. That's gross.
I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't put that past you.
Here's another one. I love when I have a stomach ache. Because I love when I have to take Pepto-Bismol.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I do love the flavor of that. I know it's probably not recommended to, like, eat it constantly.
I don't drink it on, like, a daily basis. But I look forward to stomach aches so I can take it. Because to me, it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I think it tastes like bubble gum.
Really?
Isn't it supposed to be bubble gum flavored?
It might be bubble gum flavored, but I'm telling you, it tastes like Dr. Pepper. It's just more of, like, a thicker...
Consistency.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, I'm with
but
you on
I
that
love
one.
It. And I always take just a little bit more than they recommend.
Because it's like a sweet treat.
Because it's like Dr. Pepper.
But not quite. You know when you're in the kitchen and you're like looking over your shoulder like, is anybody around here? Because there's that one thing that you want to eat plain by the spoonful. You want to drink it straight out of the jar and it just, anybody else would think it's so weird.
Yep.
But you think it's amazing.
Yeah.
We are asking you what that food item is for you that you could eat on its own and not get sick of it.
Oh, I'm nervous about yours.
Well, I feel like a lot of people would say this too, and that is ranch. If it's good ranch, I could drink ranch on my own. Like if I have restaurant leftovers or something and it comes in one of those little, you know, like take
home
things.
You're going to lick it out?
That's my favorite thing.
No!
When it drips down the side and you're like, oh no, I made a mess. And then I just... lick it. I look forward to those moments.
I like ranch, but it's not lickable on its own.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I hope that I make a mess when I open those containers, because I'm like, this is a good moment that nobody can judge me for eating this ranch plain, and it's that good, and I stand by that. I also will occasionally eat tahine on its own.
Oh, I've never done that before. That sounds lovely.
Again, it's a flavor I love so much. If I'm like, I don't know, sprinkling it on some fruit or whatever I'm using it on, I'll, you know, put a little in my hand and
lick it up.
Lick it off my hand, because it's good to me. I think anybody else would be like, are you okay?
For that one, I could see being good.
It is. If you like the flavor, it's really good. And the last one you will think I am wrong for, and that is coffee creamer.
What are you doing?
Here's the thing.
What are you just putting a coffee creamer in a cup and sipping it No.
Again, when it's like spilled down the side of something, if you lick
you
it up.
Spill things often? I'm starting to think you do.
I'm messy, but they're
don't wear a white shirt.
I can only count on one hand probably the amount of times that I've ever done this, but when you are like craving something really sweet, and you have nothing sweet in your house. And
get ice cream, honey.
I don't want to leave the house. So what I do is I become desperate. And then I'm like, I have vanilla coffee creamer or salted caramel coffee creamer. Let me just take a swig. A little
tiny.
It
is not alcohol.
I know. I said it's in a moment of desperation, but it's good every time.
Just hit up the local Hy-Vee Fairway. I don't care.
Like I said.
Are you putting it in a shot glass and it's just coffee creamer?
No, I just unscrew the lid. Make sure nobody's looking.
Oh, God, you're not drinking it straight out of it.
It's a tiny sip.
Oh, my God.
It's not a regular thing, but if you want to go home and try it, just know that I told you so.
Don't tell me you do this at restaurants when they have the little coffee creamers and the little cartridges.
It's only late.
And you're just like at the booth just chugging them.
It's only late at night when I don't want to leave my house. I don't have nothing else sweet, and my sweet tooth is like has its moment. Then yes, I will take a sip of my coffee creamer. If I've learned anything today, it's that everybody has certain things that maybe others think are weird, but you could eat it on your own and not get sick of it by the spoonful, straight out of the package. And that's what we've been asking you, what that food is for you. Laura, what do you think?
Sour cream.
No way. Will you just eat it by the spoonful?
Well, like, you know, if we're using sour cream for something and there's some left on the spoon, I might dip just a little bit more and then, you know, you got to clean it off. So.
I mean, I think that way about like frosting, but I don't know about sour
cream. It's not the same thing, Taylor.
It's not the same. I feel like sour cream doesn't really taste like anything.
No.
Susan, what do you eat on its own that you can't get sick of?
Sour cream.
Really?
Yeah.
You are the second person to say that.
Sour cream and guacamole.
Ooh, okay. I think I could do guacamole. I'm with you there.
But yeah.
Are we missing something? Do you do sour cream?
I love sour cream. I think I definitely have licked the spoon because I just wanted to, that was less dishes. You know what I mean?
True.
Or like less getting
scrubbing
stuff on the sponge. You know what I mean? But it's not something that I'm like, oh baby, sour cream, come to mama. Like, I'm not like that. Like,
I'm glad you're not. That's, I don't know if anybody's that passionate.
I don't even think they're like that.
No, I think they would have let us know if they were like that. Mackenzie, what's that food for you?
The one thing I had to mention when I was a kid was the coffee creamer.
Thank you. It's like a sweet treat.
It is. It used to, like, you know how Honey Boo Boo had her go-go juice?
Yes.
When I was a kid, that was my go-go juice.
Oh,
I literally would fill up a cup with half creamer, half milk, and I would just chug it.
I get it, and I will still do it in a moment of desperation today.
You got to do what you got to do, honestly.
Judge it all you want, but I'm not the only one.
I'm still judging. It's a little weird.
It is weird, but I stand by it. Michael, what food can you eat on its own and never get sick of?
Green chili salsa.
Like by the spoon?
Yeah, by the spoon. Do you want a little spark? Yeah, a little nice little zing to it.
I feel like, is that what you do like when you wake up in the morning instead of like an espresso shot? That would wake me up.
No, it's just like, you just get that urge sometimes for something salty.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I got some green chili salsa in the fridge. Let me get a scoop of that and I'm set.
There's no shame in the game of picking something random out of the fridge or the what's it called? The pantry.
I was like, don't look at me.
The pantry, just picking out something random that is probably not meant to be eaten alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just taking a big old scoop with your spoon and eating it and enjoying it in your own home because...
And hoping nobody saw it.
Yeah. Nobody is allowed to judge these things because we all have that certain food that you're like, I know I like that plain. Mm-hmm. And it may be gross, mm-hmm. but it is my favorite. Malia, what's that for you?
Probably like the cream cheese frosting. My mom said cool whip.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I will eat it until I'm literally sick.
So would I.
It's probably not meant to be eaten by the tub, mm-hmm. but if there's one in my fridge, there will be spoons dug into it.
Do you know how many times I've gone to the grocery store and I have been so tempted to just get a tub of Cool Whip just to... I'm not
snack
even,
on?
I'm not even going to get a spoon. I'm just going to put my mouth into it and just go...
I feel like sometimes it's necessary. You're having a bad week, just yeah, get right? a tub of Cool Whip.
Well, Sue texted us and she said salt straight from the shaker. Now, you're a little bit classier than me, Sue, but I totally have done this before.
I don't know that I'm sure that I have, but it's definitely not something I do on the regular.
You ask anybody in my family and they will tell you I used to do this a ton of times as a kid, but I would take the salt from the shaker. But what I would do is I'd put the salt in my hands
and lick it.
I would lick it, but I would hide underneath the kitchen table because I didn't want anyone to see me.
Ew.
So I would hide underneath.
Gross.
So it'd just be me underneath the kitchen table with salt shaker and licking up the salt.
Gross. That reminds me of my sister. Apparently my older sister would get in the fridge and stick her fingers in the butter and then
ew!
Run and hide and eat the butter. And then we would all, like my parents would open the margarine and be like, oh God, she did it again.
She did not.
I don't think she does it anymore.
Oh my God. God.
But that might be the worst that it can get.
Oh my God. That's an ick for me.
Worse than salt under the kitchen table.
Yeah, I thought that was bad.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So we've kind of made it clear already that both Destiny and I are fans of the halftime show that happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the biggest thing that I'm seeing on social media that people took away from the show was the moments of Usher with Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Because he was excited that she was there. They had a lot of like... I don't know how to even describe it. It wasn't so much like partner work, but a lot of like touchy-feely choreography, I guess.
They did.
She was like, had her hand on his chest and was walking with him away, and he was like touching on her, and they had a hugging moment. And a lot of people on social media were like, yikes.
Really?
She's married. What's her husband gonna think? Ooh, Usher should apologize. These are all like the headlines that we're seeing from other people commenting on the show.
I am honestly shocked that you're saying that because I did see it and I just kind of thought it went with the performance. It right. was selling the song.
I saw like tweets and memes last night right after the show of people being like, oh man, her husband has got to be tossing his remote into the TV watching this. But I feel like we can kind of clear the air now because her husband, Swizz Beatz, who is a rapper, and I didn't realize they've been married for 13 years.
Wow.
So this is not like a fresh relationship. He shared his message for the critics about the performance on social media, and I would like to relay that message so that we're all on the same page. He said, y'all are talking about the wrong thing. You didn't see that amazing dress covering the entire stadium? Tonight's performance was nothing but amazing with two amazing giants. Congrats at Usher and my love at Alicia Keys. That song is a classic. We don't do negative vibes on this side. We make history. So he loved it.
I, again, totally thought it sold the performance.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing about it was like creepy. I mean, if it was like creepy, then I would have a different like opinion about it. But nothing about it seemed creepy. She seemed like she was into it.
Right.
It was almost like if you go and see a play and there's two actors who are clearly not together.
Right.
Are kissing up on stage. That's part of the performance.
Well, and I think, too, we have to remember this is the Super Bowl, people. Do you know how much rehearsal has gone into mm-hmm. this? There's no way. And I feel like if it was the case, we probably would have heard about it already, that he just was like, oh my gosh, it's the heat of the moment. I have to touch Alicia Keys, even
Again,
though I'm not supposed to.
I think you would see by her face, she'd be like, ugh.
But she didn't do that.
She didn't do that.
She was in her cat suit. She was looking good. She was feeling good. And her husband was supportive of it. So I'm like,
that's awesome. She's got a good husband if he's supportive of that.
I know.
And not jealous at all.
I mean,
Usher, and you weren't jealous?
Where do we all find a Swizz Beatz? We need one like that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Are you like me, and whenever you're like daydreaming, you're thinking of scenarios where you will, like, I don't know, really supernaturally run into a famous person and you're like, oh, this is how I would play it super cool.
100%. I literally had a dream over the weekend that Post Malone and I met up. Like, I happened to stumble across him, and then he realized I was really cool, and we became best friends.
Definitely. You know, but I feel like in real life, you would not keep your cool, probably. You wouldn't be able to. There's no way.
You know me. If it was Post Malone, I'd be passed out.
Well,
not Will. If it was any other celebrity, probably also wouldn't keep my cool.
I had a moment of almost panic this weekend because I was with my parents and my boyfriend, and we thought we were sitting next to someone famous.
Who's that?
But we couldn't decide whether it was him or not.
Well, why didn't you ask?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's what we started fighting about. We were at the new Big Grove in downtown Cedar Rapids. And
well, that's where a famous person would probably be. It's new.
That was our first thought because it's new. It's a brewery. And at the table behind us, like right behind us, my mom was facing that way. And she's like, you guys.
It's a Hawkeye football player, isn't
it? No. She's like, you guys, I think that's Donnie Wahlberg behind you, which is
100%. I bet you it was
Mark Wahlberg's brother, who was also part of New Kids on the Block. So, you know, immediately as soon as somebody says, oh, somebody's behind you, you're going to look, which is just embarrassing. So then we're all like looking at him. He's got on a leather jacket. He has on like a flat bill hat like he would wear, fancy Nike sneakers. Like, this guy looks like he's famous. So we're all like whispering at the table, like, oh, is it him? Like, you know, they've got Wahlburgers in the area. Why wouldn't he be in Iowa?
That's what I'm thinking. He probably went to the local one to check up to make sure they're up to standards. And
right.
He's probably sick and tired of their food because he eats it all the time. And he probably wanted to try something new.
It's not unheard of that he would be in town, let alone where we were at. But we couldn't, like, I was like, Mom, what if it is him? Like, do we go ask? And she was like, I'm not doing that. Because can you imagine if he says no or he doesn't want to be bothered? So then I'm on Donnie Wahlberg's Instagram, like trying to figure out if the people he was with were pictured in his Instagram posts. They weren't. And then I was looking at his story to see if he had, I don't know, posted anything that looked like Iowa or his Big Grove beer or anything. Didn't see anything. So we kind of came to the conclusion that it wasn't him. But now I was up last night, like, what if we were sat next to Donnie Wahlberg and none of us did anything?
I think you should have said something.
Like, what do you say in that moment?
Well, I think you say,
excuse me, sir. I hate to interrupt your meal.
Yes, are you Donnie? And if you are, I'd love to get a picture with you or an autograph, whatever you want.
What if he lied?
I hear that all the time. Story to tell. Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, even if it wasn't him, if somebody thought I was Anne Hathaway,
has that happened? And
no.
Were they missing their glasses? Because I don't think that would be my first choice of who you look like at all.
That's who I think
Anne Hathaway. What?
That's who I think I look like.
Okay, go on.
In my head, I look like Anne Hathaway, okay? So it's like the dollar store version.
Okay. Jeez.
The very, very, very dollar store version. In the back of the dollar store.
That's not even what I'm saying. I just don't see any similarities anyways. Okay. If somebody was convinced somehow.
If somebody came up to me and they were like, oh my God, it's Anne Hathaway. Girl, I am pretending I am Anne Hathaway. I am signing your autograph. I am taking pictures with you. That is the biggest compliment ever because finally it proves my theory that I look like Anne Hathaway. The dollar store version in the very, very back of dollar store.
Is that how you sign it? Dollar store Anne?
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.